This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abayim. Masech Tivam, Masamach Beis, Amud Beis, one of the most famous Amudim in the whole Shas. The Gemara just quoted a Machlokes. Let's say someone had children and the children died. Rav Huna said you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, Rav Yochanan said you're not. Rav Huna understands the Mitzvah of Puravu is to speed up the Gula. There's a container, it has to be emptied out. So you bring children into the world, you bring the Gula closer. The children don't survive, you did your part, you're still Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rav Yochanan says the purpose of Puravu is L'Shavas Yetzara, to make the world habited. You didn't do that. The children are not living, they're not around, so you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Meisve, I'll ask a question. The B'nai Yeshua had a question. B'nai Banim, Harei Hein Kebanim. The Gemara presumes what this means is, let's say a person had a boy or a girl, and the boy or the girl died, and that boy or girl had a son, that boy could be mitztaref with his father's sister or with his mother's brother, and the grandfather doesn't have to have another child. In other words, a grandson could replace either the boy or the girl. But that implies that if the boy or the girl didn't have a son, then the grandfather was not mekayim the mitzvah puravu. So that is a question on Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says, as long as you speed up the geula, you don't have to have children who endure. And here we see, at least you need a grandchild to take the place of the child. Now, at this step in the Gemara feels a boy could take the place of a boy. A boy could also take the place of a girl. In other words, if the daughter dies, a son could take the place of the girl. Now, this is actually a sort of a Pesach Tikva for one to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. If let's say somebody has only boys or only girls, so then they're Mekayim the Mitzvah with a grandchild. In other words, if one of the children have the other gender, they could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's not 100% clear because In this case of the Gemara, a person had a boy and a girl, just one of them was deceased, and as long as they have another child, now, the only thing that wouldn't work is if someone had a boy and a girl, and the boy died, and the boy had a girl. In other words, a boy could take the place of a girl cannot take the place of a boy. Bottom line is, this is against Rav Huna. Says Gemara, no, it's not. Really, if you bring a boy or a girl into the world, one is Mekayim the Mitzvah, a Puravu, even if they die. And there's no grandchildren. Kitanya hi, what does it mean? Bnei Banim Harehein Kabanim? Lahashlim, to complete. For example, let's say a person only had one son, and the son got married, and they had a daughter. So now the grandfather was Mekayim the Mitzvah, Puravu, because he was mashlim his chayva. However, if he had a boy and a girl originally, even if they die, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Now, comes out something very interesting, because what is the mitzvah of puravu? Is the mitzvah the ma'isabiyah, and provided that the outcome is good, so if the mitzvah is the ma'isabiyah, and one is pater, as long as you have a boy and a girl, which is basically the Shita Rav Moshe, that the mitzvah is the ma'isabiyah, and you have to continually engage until you produce the boy and the girl. So it comes out that if a person is better off having only boys and only girls, and not being mekayim the mitzvah until they have a grandson or granddaughter, why? Because every time they're doing the ma'isabiyah, and they don't get pater until the end of their life. So they're better off. In other words, if the mitzvah is the ma'isa bi'ah, and having a boy and a girl is a p'tur, you're better off not doing it until the end of your life. Masha'inkein, according to the Minchas Chinuch, we'll see maybe in a future year in Shir, where the mitzvah is being the father of a boy and being the father of a girl, then as soon as you could do that and get that mitzvah, you're better off. But it seems like we paskin like Rav Moshe, so it's interesting. You're actually better off taking more time to do the mitzvah purvu than having it under, you know, getting it under your belt immediately. And according to this answer, the Gemara, one could be mekayim through grandchildren. That what?
What's it sad to say that he's punter? When he did the ma'isa bi'ah, he wasn't a yid.
Eina Chanami answers he never got the mitzvah, but he's pater from it because of Maisa, he has a boy and a girl. You hear? In other words, he never fulfilled it, he never did it, but he doesn't have to do it because he has a p'tur of having a boy and having a girl. We'll discuss this. I think this will be the topic of the Samach Beis Amar Aleph Ion. Probably we'll try for it. We'll see if we could get it in Sunday. Okay. So that's the, Gemara, B'nei Banim Harehim Kabanim. Says the Gemara further, Meisve B'nei Banim Harehim Kabanim. Grandchildren are like children. But the Braisa continues, Meis Echad Mehem. If one of one's children die, Aishanim Tzisris, or one of the children turn out to be unable to reproduce, like Kiyim Peri Verivya, the parent does not get the mitzvah Peri Verivya. So Tiyufta de Rav Huna, this refutes Rav Huna, because according to Rav Huna, you just have to bring the kid into the world. The ultimate repercussion is irrelevant. Says Gemara, Tiyufta, Enechanami. This refutes Rav Huna. Bottom line is, we don't paskin like Rav Huna. We paskin that one is only becoming the mitzvah if they bring a boy and a girl into the world, and the boy and the girl survive. Now, the Braisa just said, B'nei banim harehim kabanim. Grandchildren are like children. Savra Abai lemeimar. Abai thought to say, Bra lebra. A grandson could take the place of the son. In other words, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. You have to have children that survive. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo kiyem. However, grandchildren are like children. If Loyalena son loses a child, but that child has a child, you could be mekayim the mitzvah through that. However, the Gemara says, Abai thought to say, a son could cover for a son. Ubarta labarta, a granddaughter could cover for a daughter. In other words, if somebody's son had a son and the son died, the person's still covered. A daughter could cover for a daughter. V'koshikein bra labarta. Certainly, a son could cover for a daughter. If a daughter dies and they have a son, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Avobarta lebraloi. A daughter cannot cover for a daughter. A daughter cannot cover for a son. Now, I would have said, a person has to bring into the world a boy and a girl. And if the girl dies, then a son cannot take her place. You don't have in the world a boy and a girl. But the answer is, you have to bring in a boy and a girl into the world, and if one of them die, any descendant sort of is a placeholder, any descendant they have is considered like you brought into the world their parent. The only thing is, a boy has an advantage over a girl. So if the boy dies, even though the girl could hold the place of that boy, but there's a certain advantage that a boy has that this girl cannot cover for the father. But the Gemara ultimately says it's not true. Amar le Rava l'shevas yitzar abayi v'ha'ika. Even a girl could cover for a boy. Meaning a granddaughter could make it that if the son dies, it's like the son's still alive even through a granddaughter. Fine. Everyone holds, both Abaye and Rava, that two from one, that if one child dies chasdan without children, and the other child has two children, you're not mekayim pruravu. In other words, can a person have one kid, and that kid bring two children into the world, and then the person is covered? No, the Gemara says everyone agrees two from one doesn't count. V'loy, it doesn't count. V'ha amri le rabbana, and the Rav Sheshes, the rabbi said to Rav Sheshes, hey Rav Sheshes! Rav Sheshes was once married, and he had a daughter. And they told him, V'ha nosavitza, get married, v'oilad bini, and have a son. And Rav Sheshes said, amrlu bnei barti bnei banai ninu, the children of my daughter, they're my children. I don't have to get married and have another kid because I have a few grandchildren from my daughter. So we see that two from one works. Says Gemara, "Nei asim duchuyi kamad chilahu." He was just trying to push them away. Why? Because he didn't want to get married because he was not capable of having children because he used to go to Rav Huna's long lectures. And Rav Huna's long lectures, nobody would dare get up to go to the restroom. But if somebody withholds going to the bathroom, it could cause impotency. And the Gemara tells us that there's a very thin membrane between the reproductive tract and the urinary tract. And if somebody holds in going to the bathroom, it could cause a rupture and it render a person incapable of having children. So Rav Sheshes, because of the long lectures of Rav Huna, he was no longer capable of having children. So when they told him, go get married, really, if he would have been able to, he would have been chayiv to, but he pushed them off that he has already a few grandchildren. Okay, fine. Amar le Rabba le Rava bar Mari. Rabba said to Rava bar Mari, how do we know this thing that the rabbi said? Grandchildren are like children. Now, this is something that Rashi and Chumash seems to indicate, that Yaakov's grandchildren were like his children. But the question here is, how do we know your daughter's children are like your children? If you're going to say midach sif from the fact that it's written habanois benoisai vehabanim banai, Lavan said, your daughters are my daughters, your sons are my sons. What do you mean your sons are my sons? Whose sons? Yaakov's sons? Lavan's grandsons, he's saying, are his sons? So we see bnei banim kabanim. No, that's not indicative, that's not conclusive. Elamayatvat son, he also said, the sheep are my sheep. But the sheep weren't his sheep, the same way the sheep weren't his sheep. The grandsons weren't his sons. Hachinami, they're also, you're going to say, the sheep are love on sheep. Eladikanismina, what he meant was, they're my sheep, you got them from me. So too, the grandchildren, you got them through me, by me giving you my daughters. Hachinami, dikanisminai. Rather, we learn it from here. Then Chetzon lived with the daughter of Macher. Macher was from Shem Menashe. Chetzon was from Shevet Yehuda. So he lived with the daughter of Macher, Avi Gilad. Macher was the father of Gilad. Vateled loy. And Chetzon gave birth to the daughter of Macher, Es Segov. Uchsiv mine machir, from machir, yardu mechaykukim, came lawgivers. That lawgivers came from machir, the son of Menashe. How is that possible? But we know, uchsiv Yehuda mechaykukim, lawgivers only come from Yehuda. Must be, because Chetzroin lived with the daughter of machir, and they produced lawgivers from Yehuda. It's attributed to machir, even though it's his daughter's children. So we see bnei banim harim kabanim. Fine. That's how we know bnei banim harim kabanim. Masnisin, our Mishnah, the like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yeshua, is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Because what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that if a person doesn't have children, he can't be without a wife. Well, that a person cannot be mevatel from Peri of Rivia unless you have children. But if you have children, you could be mevatel from Peri of Rivia. But Rabbi Yeshua holds, even if you have children, you have to keep on having more children. Just because a person is mekayim puravu, it is a more expansive and encompassing mitzvah than just a boy and a girl. The Tanya Rabbi Shuaimer Nasa Adam Isha Bialdusa Yusa Isha Bazaknusa. If a person got married in their youth and their wife died, you have to get married in your old age. Hayulai Banam Bialdusa. If you produce children in your youth, Yulai Banam Bazaknusa. You should produce children in your old age. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Baboiker Zerah Zarecha. In the morning, sow your seed. Ula Erev Al Tanach Yadecha. And in the evening, do not slacken off. Kein Chayadea. You don't know Eza Yichshar, which ones will be kosher. Hazel Oyezeh. The earlier children when you're younger, or the children you had when you're older, and if both children end up successful, great. Rabbi Yeshua holds that despite the fact the person was mekayim puravu, that's not a license to no longer engage in procreating. So you don't know which children will bring you the most nachas. Rabbi Akiva darshins this pasuk ba'boikas ras arech l'erev tanach yadecha to teach me a different inyan. Rabbi Akiva oimer limeid Torah bialdusa. If somebody learned Torah in their youth, yomai Torah b'ziknusa. You should learn Torah in your old age. Hayulai talmidim bialdusa. If you produce students in your youth, yulai talmidim b'ziknusa. You should produce talmidim in your old age. Shenemar ba'boikar zera es arecha. In the morning, you should sow your seed. Ula erev, in the evening, al tanach yadecha, do not slacken off. Amru, they said, Shneim asar elef zugim, 12,000 pairs of students, talmidim, hayulah Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had migavas ad antiparis, from the north of Israel to the south. Expanding the entire border of Eretz Yisrael. The Kulan Mesa with Parak Echa, they all died at one time of the year between Pesach and Shavuos. The Neishalay Noagu covered Zelazah because they did not accord honor one to the other. Vahaya Ha'ilam Shamim, the world was desolate. Ad Shabbat, Rabbi Akiva, Eitzel Rabbi Sinah Shabbadarim, until Rabbi Akiva came to the sages in the south, Vishan Alohem, and he taught them. And they are Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar ben Shemua. I have a mnemonic to remember. Maisha, Mem Yod Yod Shin Aleph. What that means, it means nothing. It's just a funny way for me to remember the five Talmidim. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon, and Rav Elazar ben Shemua. See, it works. By the way, there's a medrash that says one of the students' names was Rabbi Nechemia. And the Talmidei Hagra give a remez al pnei ha-yeshimoin. Yeshimoin is Yoisi, Shimoin, Yehuda, Meir, Nechemia. And who do they take out? I guess they take out Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. Okay. Tana, they taught Kula Mesu mi Pesach v'Yaratzaras. They all died between Pesach and Shavuos. Amar Rav Chama bar Abba v'Tem. By the way, you know the Medrash says that what was the sin? The sin was not because Shalai Nagu Kavod Zelazah, but they were Tsarei Ayin. They were stingy. They were cheapskates. Okay, different than the Bavli. Amar Rav Chama bar Abba v'Temer Rav Chia bar Abin, Kula Mesu Misara. They all died a bad death. The Gemara Bracha says, La Maves Toitzais. There are many ways to die, over 900 ways to die. The worst is Askara. Mahi Amar Rav Nachman Askara. Some type of inflammation of the lungs that they can't breathe. Amar Rav Nasna, Rav Masna says, Halacha k'Rav Yeshua. The Halacha is like Rav Yeshua. that just because a person has a boy and a girl, they must continue procreating. So there's a mitzvah derabanan. Besides the mitzvah of puravu to have a boy and a girl, there is a mitzvah derabanan. Now pashupshad is like Rabbi Shua says, because you never know which children will be the biggest tzaddikim. The Rambam gives a different svara, that every soul that you add to Israel is like filling up the whole world. It's like kol moisef nefesh achas mi Yisrael kilu moisef olam kulay. Okay.
So according to Yeshua, a zaken shouldn't marry a woman who's not capable of having children?
Is the zaken able to have children?
Yeah, I'm saying men lechayr could have children until the end of their lives.
You're the doctor over here. I don't know about the end. Yeah? Phil concurs. What do you say? Yeah, is that true?
There are some famous people in the belt that are known that there's a rock star that he's 80 years old, but he married a young woman that just had a baby recently. So it's not that. It's, you can have a baby. It's, I mean, it's a different biological process from the male than the female.
Okay, so the answer is yeah. Now, is the man mechuyav to marry Isha Shiruya Lele? Well, there's a different factor over there, because, you know, the Gemara speaks about that a zaken should not marry a young woman because it looks like it's znus. But aside from that, yeah, that's a factor. Okay. It's another thing. If the guy's already, you know, if the guy's in a wheelchair, he has to, you know, he has to be able to care for this kid. But anyway, that's beyond the scope of the Daf HaShavua regular share. The Gemara continues. Amar Masa Alach Gubisho. Amar Tanchum Amar Rabbi Chanilai. Kol Adam She'en Lo Yisha Sharoi B'loi Simcha. Anyone doesn't have a wife, resides without joy, b'loi bracha, without blessing, b'loi toiva, without goodness, b'loi simcha. How do you know you reside without joy? D'chsiv, d'samachta ata ubeisecha. You should rejoice, you and your house, your wife. That means one needs a wife to rejoice. B'loi bracha, d'chsiv, l'haniach bracha el beisecha, to bring blessing into your home. That means you need the home, the isha, to have bracha. B'loi toiva, it's not good for man to be alone. That means if man is not alone, he has good. In Israel, they said, "Beloi Torah." One does not have Torah. Without a wife, one is missing Torah. Beloi Chayma, without a wall. Beloi Torah, the pasuk says in Iyov, Ha'im ein ezrasi, B is my helpmate, not with me. V'tzoshia nidcha mimeni. Then salvation, in other words, Torah, is pushed away from me. B'loi choyma, without a wall, d'chsiv nekeva t'soyvev gever. The wife provides some kind of spiritual protective wall for the man. This is one of the reasons why the kala encircles the chasan at the chuppah, indicating she provides him with a wall of protection. Rava bar Ula Amar, b'loi shalom, without peace. Tachsiv, the pasuk says, v'yadata, you will know, ki shalom oy halecha, that peace will be in your tent. When there's a tent, there's peace. Rashi says, b'zman sheyesh lecha oyel, v'ein oyel el ishtoi. How do we know oyel is your wife? We just had it yesterday. Shuvu lachem l'oy halechem, go back to your tent, go back to your wife. So it says, V'yadata, you will know, ki shalom oy havecha, there's peace in your tent. In other words, when there's a tent, when there's a wife, there's peace. Upakarata navecha, you will visit your abode, your wife, v'loy techta, and you will not sin. Amar Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Reb Yeshua ben Levi said, Kol yadea be'ishta, anyone who knows about their wife, shehi yiras shamayim, that she's God-fearing, ve'ino pokta, and he doesn't visit her, he doesn't give her the mitzvah of Oina. Rashi says, Tashmish, Nikra Chayte is a sinner. Shenem Rav Yadata, you should know, Ki Shalom Oyalecha, if your tent is wholesome, is God-fearing, then Ufakarata, you have to visit her. V'amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, Chayiv Adam Livkarat Yisrael Shu Yatzil Adarach, a person is obligated to visit his wife before he goes on the road. Pashup Shada means, one is obligated to be intimate with their wife before they go away. Rashi explains, because she desires the husband at that time, and when she desires a husband, then you have a chi of oina. Of oina. Shenemar, v'yadata yishino ki shalom oyalecha, if your tent is wholesome. In other words, we read the pasuk v'yadata, you should know, ki shalom oyalecha, that your tent is complete, ufakadata navecha, and you will visit your wife, v'loy sechta, and not sin. Now, anybody know, how do you see from that pasuk that you have to visit your wife, koidim shiyotza l'darach? But the Gemara learns out from this pasuk of v'yadata ki shalom ayhalecha v'akarata navecha v'lay sechta, that a person is obligated to visit his wife koidem shiyotza l'darach. Aye, it says Gemara, ha mehacha nafka, do you learn from here? Mehasam nafka, we learn it from there. The pasuk says v'el ishech teshuka seich, and to your husband will be your desire. That from here we learn melamid shal isha mishtakek asabah b'shal shiyotza l'darach, that a woman desires her husband when he goes away. So why do I need the teaching of Yeshua ben Levi? Chayv adam lefkeres isha b'shashu yotzol adarach. But I already know it from v'yal ishech teshukaseich, that the woman desires the husband before he goes away, and when she desires the husband, he's obligated to visit her. Amar Rabbi Yosef says the davar nifla ad ma'oid. The chiddush is, loy nitzucha, you know I need the teaching of Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Ela samuch levesta. It's close to when her cycle is. Normally a person has to separate from their wife for the whole 12-hour period that she would see. Either we're talking about the Yom HaChodesh, the calendar day of the month that she sees, or the 30th day since she last saw, or the days in between the last two seeings were a certain number of days, let's say 29 days, and now it's 29 days since her last seeing. So normally, one has to be pirates that whole 12-hour period, and Rabbi Shimon Levi is saying that if someone's going out on a trip, even though normally he would have to separate from her during that 12-hour period, he is obligated to be intimate with her. Now, the question is, normally it's understood that separating from the wife, samach levesta, is a da'iraisa. So, how could it be that this mitzvah, which seems to be a mitzvah midirei nevi'im, pushes off a din da'iraisa of separating for one's wife, kaidam levest, which is derived from the pasuk v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael? So some want to say, from here we see that separating from a woman before her vest is only a din d'rabbanan, and therefore the mitzvah d'iraisa of visiting one's wife before she goes out on the road pushes off the d'rabbanan. Some say that even though there is a iser d'iraisa to be with one's wife within the 12-hour period, that is because it's aser m'daraisa, lest she come to see. But here the Torah itself is saying that if the guy is going to go on the road, that supersedes the normal precaution of separating from one's wife within the 12 hours. Says the Gemara, the Kama, how long would one ordinarily have to separate from one's wife before she normally sees Oina, a 12-hour period. Bahani Mili, this mitzvah that a person is obligated to visit his wife before he goes on the road, Lidvar HaRashos. That's if he's going for something discretionary. But if he's going l'dvar mitzvah, aval dvar mitzvah is going for dvar mitzvah mitradi, he's very busy, and therefore we don't require him to be with his wife. Or another psharash, he says, is we're afraid he'll get caught up in tashmish and he won't do the mitzvah, so he's not mechayev to. So this din, da'iraisa almost, that a husband has to visit his wife, that's only if he's going on a discretionary trip. If he's going on a mitzvah, he's not required to.
What's the halacha, Rav?
What?
What is the halacha?
The halacha is a person is obligated to visit his wife, kadim shiatzo darach. Does that apply? You want to know if this applies to Maisa Samach Levesta?
It's a big Yiddush.
I don't think so. But if it's the there is a vest of the Avi, in other words, there's a chumrah that if the vest is, let's say, during the day, we're machmir the night before, yeah? Then, if he's going on a trip, that would supersede that chumrah. But it would not supersede the ikar hadin of separating kaidim the vest. Some of Farshim learn the chayiv lifkodes ishtoi does not refer to tashmish, though. Some learn that chayv lifkodes ishtoi means either bedvarim or stam chibuk and nishuk, but not mamish tashmish. That I think we do allow, the chibuk and nishuk, if koidem sheyotzal adarach. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, ha'oyev es ishtoi kegufay, one who loves his wife like his own self, v'hamchabda yoysim kegufay, one who honors her more than him, his guf. One who guides his sons and daughters in the right path, and one who marries them off close to their age of puberty. So someone who marries off his son at 12, his daughter at 11. Allah about such a person, the Pasuk says, V'yadata, you should know, kishalom oyhalecha, your tent will be at peace. Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here, and we'll pick it up as a Hashem next week. Can I share with you something on Daf Samach? Go do whatever you got to do. If you want to hear, then you could stay on. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.